This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I encourage myself and you to fear no one but Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, states in the Holy Quran. All those who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die unless you are in a state of Islam. And part of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you increase your knowledge of Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your knowledge. And obviously the knowledge that I want to touch on today, I'm not talking about secular knowledge, in which Islam also encourages us to gain and achieve. But the point of knowledge I want to talk about here is that knowledge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding Allah azza wa jalla, your Lord, and understanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. So we want to understand Allah and understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Understanding Allah in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention in the Quran al-Kareem, and where He had attributed to Himself and described Himself. Understanding the attributes of Allah, understanding the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding the attributes that Allah azza wa jalla had described Himself, understanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned about Himself. And obviously that understanding is limited, because Allah is the creator and we are the creation. And there's only much that we can understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But enough for us to understand Allah azza wa jal in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand Him. And enough be mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. Also, understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. You are the slave, you are the servant of Allah. And therefore Allah has rights upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you, and He created you for a purpose. What's that purpose? And how can you achieve that purpose in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Obviously, you're not going to be born with that understanding. You're not going to be born with that knowledge. You need to educate yourself. You need to seek knowledge. You need to put yourself in an environment in which you seek knowledge and understand exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. We love Allah, and want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us, and want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased from us. But in order for Allah azza wa jal to love us and to be pleased from us, we also need to seek knowledge on how to please Allah, and how can we acquire more of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why, my brothers in Islam, I want to emphasize on the point and the subject of seeking knowledge, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the first revelation to come down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first word from the Quran al-Kareem to hit the ears of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam was iqra, recite. Now obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal iqra to be the first word in the Quran al-Kareem, and to be the first word to enter the ears of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be heard by the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Allah didn't make that for no reason. Obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it for a primary and a very important reason. And that reason is the importance of seeking knowledge. Iqra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salli, pray, sum, fast, donate, perform hajj, keep away from the haram, do this or do that. But Allah azza wa jalla decreed that the first word to be revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first word from the Quran al-Kareem, and the first word from the Quran al-Kareem to enter the mind of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, is iqra, recite. What's more amazing about that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and commanding the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to recite. Which means you need to open a book and read out of that book. But Allah knows Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't read. Allah knows that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't write. So when you really think about it, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator, is commanding His creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read, and Allah knows Muhammad doesn't know how to read. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is implying the importance of seeking knowledge. It's not just about opening books. It's about seeking knowledge, whether you know how to read or not. Whether you're a scholar or not, you go and seek knowledge. Whether you are old or young, you go and seek knowledge. Whether you are living in a Muslim society or non-Muslim society, go and seek knowledge. Iqra. You have no excuse for you not to read, even if you don't know how to read. Go and seek knowledge. Go and learn. Iqra. And that's why we pride ourselves as the nation of Iqra, the nation of recitation, the nation of knowledge. And Iqra here is not confined to or limited to reciting the Quran al-Karim. No. Iqra here, go and seek knowledge. Go and learn. Go and advance yourself when it comes to your religion. And obviously, it includes all types of knowledge. Islamic knowledge and secular knowledge. But we have a lot of shortcomings when it comes to our Islamic knowledge. And which one is more important? Of course, my Islamic knowledge. As it is important for me to go and seek circular knowledge, but before I seek circular knowledge, I also need to establish good relationship with my Creator. Because the circular knowledge is about establishing good relationship with the creation. And again, don't get me wrong, that's important. But what's more important is your relationship with the Creator, your Islamic knowledge. Establishing that good relationship between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Creator. In order for you to establish that relationship between you and Allah Azza wa Jal, you need to know exactly what Allah wants from you. You can't just go and connect yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased from. You can't just go and worship Allah Azza wa Jal the way you want. There's a way, there's a set guideline. There's a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to worship Him. And you need to abide by that way and guideline. You need to adhere to it. You can't just go and make up whatever you want. We can't just go and pray 4 rak'at Salatul Jum'ah. It's 2 rak'at, that's how Allah wants it. Even if it's rationally, wallah, I'm praying more, that means I should be getting more hasanat, which makes Allah Azza wa Jal more pleased from me. But no, worshipping Allah is a set way. It's Allah's way. You can't get up and pray 10 rak'at fajr and say, I want to please Allah Azza wa Jal, while everyone else is praying 2 rak'at, I'm going to pray 10 rak'at, which means I'm putting more time and effort and more rak'at that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more pleased from me. No, Allah's not going to be pleased from you, and Allah's not even going to accept a prayer from you. You worship Allah His way. So for you to know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been worshipped, or how Allah Azza wa Jal must be worshipped, then you have to learn. You have to come out of your comfort. You have to come out of your zone and start seeking knowledge. You have to start sitting down and listen. And go and seek knowledge from the scholars, of course. Go and seek knowledge from the credible and qualified people. You don't go and just seek knowledge from anyone. If you want a medical advice, you go to the doctor. You're not going to go to the mechanic. And vice versa, if you want an advice over your car, you're not going to go to the doctor, you're going to go to the mechanic. But subhanAllah, when it comes to our religion, we just go and ask anyone with a beard. MashaAllah, he's a sheikh. Just because he's got a beard. Go and ask him. Oh, he speaks good Arabic. He's a sheikh. No, go and seek knowledge from the scholars. Go and learn from the ulama. Go and learn from those who learn from scholars. Go and seek knowledge from those who sought knowledge from scholars. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants goodness for, Allah azza wa jalla increase what? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants goodness for you. And this is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increasing goodness upon you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants goodness for you, what does it do to you? Does it increase your wealth? Does it strengthen your health? Does it make you physically stronger? Does it expand your business? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants goodness for you, Allah increases your knowledge. Because the greatest goodness in this dunya is seeking knowledge and increasing knowledge and understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because my brother in Islam, seeking knowledge is ibadah. It's not just educational. It's ibadah. This moment right now that you're sitting down and listening to the Quran and listening to the hadith, or any lesson or lecture that you sit down in and you listen to the sheikh or the lecturer or the imam or the scholar, in an environment that you're in, even if you are watching something on YouTube or on social media, and you are intending to seek knowledge, in an environment of seeking knowledge, listening to strengthen your knowledge and increasing your knowledge, that's a form of ibadah. Every word that you hear is ibadah. Every sentence that you learn is ibadah. Every letter that's uttered is ibadah. Seeking knowledge is ibadah. Not only that, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you for every step that you take, going to the masjid because you want to pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only that rewards you for the prayer that you prayed in the masjid, but every step that you had taken to the masjid, Allah azza wa jalla rewards you. Every step that you take into any venue, any premises or any place that you are going to seek knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives you rewards. So seeking knowledge, yes, it's beneficial for you, but it's also ibadah. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man yurid Allahu bihi khayra yuwaffiqhu fi ad-din, yuwaffiqhu fi ad-din." Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to increase, or whoever Allah azza wa jal wants to increase his goodness upon, or whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to grant goodness, yuwaffiqhu fi ad-din, Allah will increase his knowledge in Islam. That's your greatest asset. It is also the inheritance of the prophets and messengers. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the prophets and messengers never leave inheritance behind. What they leave behind is knowledge. When a prophet and a messenger dies, there's no inheritance. Their money is not an inheritance. Their inheritance is knowledge. Their inheritance is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to them. So the inheritance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the assets that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind, or the money the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind, or any materialistic thing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left behind. The inheritance that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind is his knowledge. For that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "And whoever takes this knowledge had taken a great portion in their life." So much so that after the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learned a lot from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, and one of the mass narrators of the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he entered the market of Medina and he saw people being occupied in buying and selling and trading and transaction. So he said, "Every single one of you here is so busy in buying and selling, and the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been divided in the masjid." The moment he said the inheritance being divided in the masjid, they thought it's going to be money. So everyone rushed and ran to the masjid. Everyone ran to the masjid thinking that there's going to be money being distributed to people, which is the inheritance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. When they entered the masjid, they saw different gatherings of knowledge. So people approached Abu Hurairah after they looked around and there was no money being split or no money being divided amongst anyone. They said, "Where is the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" He said, "These gatherings of knowledge, these halaqat, circles of knowledge, that's the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the mirath of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That it's not limited to the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, nor that it's limited to the people after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the Arabs, but it's open to every single Muslim to the day of judgment to inherit the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to take a big part and portion of the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't miss out on the inheritance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be from amongst the heirs of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this knowledge will elevate you not only in this dunya, but in the hereafter. يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Allah elevates those who believe from amongst you and those who seek knowledge. Seeking knowledge is an elevation in this dunya and the hereafter. Seeking knowledge is a promotion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and the hereafter. Seeking knowledge is an honor in this world and the hereafter. But obviously, we want to seek knowledge, Not only for the purpose of seeking knowledge, we want to seek knowledge to learn, to understand, and to act upon what we learn and understand, and then to teach other people, to impart this knowledge to other people, to start teaching other people. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach the Quran. So there are a number of steps. I want to learn for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I want to understand. And then I want to act upon what I understood. And then I want to impart this knowledge to other people. And this is the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers in Islam, maybe in the past, it was difficult for you to go and seek knowledge. But right now, alhamdulillah, there's a lot more avenues and platforms and facilities that you could go and attend and learn and acquire knowledge and strengthen yourself and strengthen your iman and strengthen your knowledge. So you could also pass this knowledge to your children. Especially living in a non-Muslim society, if we're not going to preserve this knowledge, how do you expect your children to preserve this knowledge? We want our kids to understand Islam, but we don't even understand Islam. Recently I had a father, about 50 years old. He came and spoke to me and said, I want to learn the Quran Kareem. I looked at him and said, Subhanallah, 50 years old, and you want to come and learn the Quran Kareem right now? What triggered you to come and learn the Quran Kareem now? Why didn't you learn the Quran Kareem from before? Which I do have a point. You as a Muslim, born and raised as a Muslim, your parents should have at least pushed you to go and learn how to read the Quran Kareem. And if they did not do that, when you're young, then at least when you were in your 20s or 30s, you should have sought how to learn how to read the Quran Kareem. So subhanAllah, he told me something, that he's got a son. He's about 13, 14 years old that came up to him the other day with the Quran Kareem being open. He said, Dad, can you please teach me how to read this verse? And that's when he felt so small in front of his son and embarrassed that his own son coming up to his father, asking him to teach him how to read this verse or to read this verse for him to learn it, and the father himself doesn't even know how to read it. فَاقِدُ شَيْءٍ لَا يَعْطِيهِ. If you're empty, you can't give anything to anyone else. 50 years old coming to me with grey hairs, wanting to learn how to read the Quran Kareem, because of that moment that his son comes to him, 13, 14 years old, saying to his father, Dad, can you read this verse? Can you read this verse to me? Can you teach me this verse? Alhamdulillah, it's a good trigger. It's a good spark for someone at that age. And you know what? I compliment him, even though he's 50 years old, but he did not stop himself from going to seek knowledge. But subhanAllah, the point is, we want to preserve the Islamic identity within our own children. We want to protect our children and make sure that our children understand their deen. But how's that going to happen if you don't even understand your deen yourself? You want them to learn the Quran Kareem, and you yourself, you need to learn the Quran Kareem. That's why, my brother in Islam, seeking knowledge doesn't have an age limit. Don't look at yourself, I'm already a father. I've got youth of my own. I'm already a grandfather. Seeking knowledge does not have an age limit. There's no limit to it. It starts from birth to death. The moment that you are exposed to this world and you start understanding, then that's the moment that you start seeking knowledge, until that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away from this dunya, or takes your intellect away from this dunya. Don't deprive yourself from seeking knowledge and understanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. And do not hold yourself and put roadblocks in front of you. Oh, I'm old, I was born here, I don't know how to speak Arabic, I don't know how to read the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah, 1,000 excuses come up. 1,000 excuses come up. These days, you've got oldies from overseas, huh? Oldies don't even know how to speak English. 67 years old, 80 years old on Facebook. Wallahi, they teach you how to even, how to post things and do things on Facebook. How to play around with Facebook. You told me they didn't put the time and effort for them to learn how to get on Facebook and create an account and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Subhanallah, you see that. If you really want to learn, you go and learn. Don't create roadblocks and barriers upon yourself that you want to go and seek knowledge. Oh, because of this, because of that, I'm too old, I'm too busy. No. You want to seek knowledge, you go and seek knowledge. You want to learn, you go and learn. Regardless of how old you are, whether you know how to speak Arabic or not, read Arabic or not, your parents took care of you or not. Because I know a lot of us in the same boat, born and raised here, grew up here, our parents didn't really take care of us, we never read Arabic, this and that. Don't put these as barriers. Yes, they are challenges, but they are not barriers. There are challenges. I'm not saying, wallahi, someone who's 50 years old, he's going to learn like someone who's 15 years old, for example. Yes. And I'm not saying, wallahi, someone who knows how to read the Quran al-Kareem is like someone that doesn't know how to read the Quran al-Kareem. And I know that it's not the same when someone knows Arabic like someone that doesn't know. But these are challenges, but not barriers. These are challenges, but not roadblocks. You want to learn, you learn. You want to go and seek knowledge, you go and seek knowledge. At least stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have a bank of knowledge that you've saved to stand before Allah azza wa jal. At least learn something about your deen and know exactly what Allah wants from you. There's nothing more devastating when you see someone who's 50, 60 years old, been praying for 20, 30 years, and yet, up until now, their prayers are still incorrect because they never sought knowledge. They just picked it up from their fathers or their grandfathers. Go and seek knowledge. Put yourself in an environment in which you go and seek knowledge. My brothers in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this door of knowledge for you, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to grant you the best of wealth and the greatest of things that He had given you. The best of things on the face of this earth, seeking knowledge. Greater than wealth and health and strength and fame and authority and power and everything that you've got. Because all those things will be left behind. What's going to come with you is your knowledge. That moment that you sat down and you learnt. That moment that you opened the Quran al-Kareem and you read it. That moment that you went to attend the gathering of knowledge. These are the moments that shall come with you when you face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't deprive yourself from seeking knowledge. Don't deprive yourself from understanding your deen. And that's why the shaitan, he's more petrified from someone that understands than someone that doesn't understand. It's a lot more easier for the shaitan to persuade someone that lacks knowledge than someone that knows the knowledge. Knowledge is a weapon. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is strength. Empower yourself with the power of knowledge. Strengthen yourself with the strength of Islam. Go and seek knowledge. Set yourself a time. Put yourself a program that you attend to a lecture, to a lesson, to something that you watch and learn. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala says, there's no goodness in any day that goes past without me increasing my knowledge. If today's knowledge is like yesterday's knowledge, today's day is a worthless day. A dead day. He aimed at every single day that goes past his life, he'll learn something of the deen, understand something from the Quran. Put yourself a program. It doesn't have to be, wallah, every single day, 8 hours. Let it be 1 hour a day. If it can't be done 1 hour a day, every second day. Not every second day, every third day. But put yourself, make sure that you are developing yourself. Set yourself, put a program for yourself for you to start acquiring knowledge and seeking knowledge. Put a program for yourself that inshallah every day I aim to learn a hadith, I aim to learn a verse, I aim to learn something from the deen, I aim to learn one fiqh mas'ala, I aim to learn one matter in Islam, I aim to learn one event from the events of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the biography of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Put a program, but don't just live your life, that's it. Where you started at is where you end at. All the verses that you've known for the last 30 years have been the same. All the hadith that you've known for the last 30 years are the same. Everything that you know of Islam is still the same. That's not advancement in your deen. The way that every single one of us wants to advance themselves and advance their life and advance their wealth and advance their health and advance and advance. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. On the contrary, again, do that. But in line with that, advance your knowledge. Increase your knowledge. And subhanAllah, when you increase your knowledge, you feel that strength, that empowerment. And not only that, you feel that close relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that not only advance yourself in knowledge, but you feel that you are closer to Allah azza wa jal. And that's why my brothers in Islam, I want to give you an opportunity, which is one opportunity from the many opportunities out there. Sydney Islamic College, which is one of the divisions and arms that we've got at TAUMA, we've opened enrollments for the second half of the year, the second semester. If you want to enroll in learning your Islam, learning your deen, learning fiqh, aqidah, mustalah, hadith, you could enroll and you could get more details from the brothers while you're leaving the venue. Alhamdulillah, there's a number of programs, there's a number of modules. You could do it even online. You could attend the TAUMA Center every Wednesday night or Tuesday night. Or you could even do it online. You want to learn Sharia, you can. You want to learn how to read the Quran Kareem, you could also enroll in that. You know how to read the Quran Kareem, but you want to profess yourself in reading the Quran Kareem, alhamdulillah, that's also provided. You want to learn the Arabic language, that's also provided. And as I mentioned, the UMA Sydney Islamic College is only one avenue. Alhamdulillah, there's a lot of other avenues. In the past 15, 20 years ago, it was a big struggle and challenge for you to find a place. Now, alhamdulillah, it's right at the tips of your fingers. Right at the tips of your fingers. You could just click on something and find yourself, alhamdulillah, a lecture on this topic, a lecture on that. But now, alhamdulillah, there's an opportunity down the road for those who are interested in enrolling, for those who are interested in being part of those courses. Speak to the brothers, inshallah, you got more details. As long as you set yourself a program, as long as you put yourself a program for you to be attached to, that alhamdulillah, every single day I'm advancing my knowledge in Islam, which is an advancement to your iman. When you learn one verse, not only that, it goes in the mind, it also goes in the heart. You've taken one step further in your knowledge, but also another step further in your iman. You've strengthened your knowledge, at the same time you've strengthened your iman. So alhamdulillah, you are moving forward. Because knowledge is not just information. Don't go and compare, okay, I've learned something about maths or geography or history. That's not going to increase your faith. Even though it's important in your life. But when you learn something about Allah, yes, it increases your knowledge, at the same time strengthens your faith. You feel closer to Allah. When you learn something from the hadith, you feel closer to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You increase your, or you strengthen your knowledge and you increase your iman at the same time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who seek knowledge for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.